Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It expands. The purpose. Today, I would like to do a little Friday rant. A pet peeve of mine that drives me crazy. And it's the idea of short-term thinking. Most people could immediately improve the quality of their life, the quality of their relationships, the relationship they have with their investments, the relationship they have with their business, their spouse, in every single area to include health. Yesterday, I talked about the three keys to a successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. Those three things. And the one thing that you could do that would improve every single area of your life is to begin to make decisions on a 5 to 10 year window. On my bio Instagram, I say that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, could become rich in the next 7 to 10 years. That's a big number, 7 to 10 years. Now, to make this work, you have to be patiently impatient at the same time, if that makes sense. Meaning you need to be impatient with yourself every day. As far as making yourself every day stick to the 7 to 10 year plan, or in this case, 5 to 10 years in that range. Long-term goals. No more short-term thinking. But in the short term, you have to be impatient and kick your own ass and make yourself do the things that'll make this 5 to 10 year plan come true. In other words, you can't say, oh, I want to be financially free in the next 7 to 10 years, but yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you're not doing anything that would produce that result. This is like a recipe, and it's a recipe that you're just going to throw a little bit in, and you're always going to be cooking this thing, right? To get to where you want it to go. You have to have 5 to 10 year goals. 5 to 10 year goals will protect your money. When the market turns and it starts to fall apart and you've got, you know, $100,000 in the stock market because you've listened to me or other people and you've said, man, I'm going to start investing. And then it goes from 100 to 50 in like a year. Like the market totally falls and it falls from 100 to 50. Short-term thinking, people panic. I can't tell you the number of people I talked to in 2008 through my business, the Downline Building Network, retirees who were cashing out their retirement because they were afraid they would lose all their money, which has never actually happened ever in the U.S. history of the stock market. But because of their short-term thinking, they panicked. They panicked, right? And because they weren't following the three keys, number three being mindset, number two being wealth, right? Because they didn't put in any time, any 5 to 10 year goals to study these things. Meaning to build self-confidence isn't a one-time thing. You don't read a book and go, oh, now my life's changed. Everything's good. No, it's reading and rereading and reading and rereading for 5 to 10 years. I've been reading that book over and over and over, The Science of Getting Rich, for the last 20 years. And even now I read things and go, oh my God, I haven't been doing that. I haven't been living in gratitude, or I haven't been thinking about increase. And I can go to the book at any time and find something. People do this all the time in religions. You can go back to the Bible for inspiration day after day after day. But being a Christian is about life. It's not about an event. And so we have to remove, especially as entrepreneurs, from this idea of an event, of a one-time thing. You know, as soon as I graduate school, everything will be different. No, it won't. It's still going to be you and the day. And every day, you got to get up. And every day, you have to have a 5 to 10 year plan, or you have no plan. You will get nowhere. See, the 5 to 10 year plan is the map. And the day-to-day activity is the directions. So when you pull it up on Google and you say, well, I'm trying to get to this concert, I don't know where it's at. And you put it in and it says, well, it's 1 hour and 10 minutes from your house. Here are the directions. Well, the goal is to arrive at the concert. But along the way, we got to go for a while, take 6 miles, take exit this, and then go up for a while, and then turn right, and then go up for a while and turn left. Right? We can't get mad at every turn that, am I there yet? Am I there yet? Am I there yet? That's how children talk, right? And so you got to have a 7 to 10 year plan. What is your 7 to 10 year plan for your business? Will we be in 10 years? Will you have more employees? How will you grow the business? You're either growing or expanding. You're either expanding or contracting. No one is staying the same. Right? No one. You're growing older every single day. Every single day, you have less money unless you're investing your money. The only way to increase your money is make more money or own appreciable assets. So if you don't own stocks and you don't own real estate and you don't have a growing business, you're contracting in life. You're contracting. And so you got to begin to take steps to expand in life. And you can only expand if you change your thoughts from now, from 2, 3, 4 months to a year, to 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. 10 years. I know exactly what I want to be, where I want to be financially at 80 years old. I know exactly how much money my goal is. I can take how much I have now, forward calculate it with the power of compound interest, and have a pretty good idea if I keep doing what I'm doing, where I'll be. But in the meantime, I want to be impatient with myself, kick my own ass, and make myself expand so that I can beat that number. Meaning if I just stay where I'm at the age of 48 years old, I know how much I have invested. I can forward calculate based on the appreciation of real estate and stocks and dividends, and I can have a pretty damn good estimate how much money I'll have. Why? Power of compounding. That's a plan. I can put it into a computer. Well, guess what? I don't like that number. I would like that number to be more like 20 million. I don't know how to do it yet. But that's what my 5 to 7 to 10 year plans are, is how I go from this to this. And so every day I'm working to go from this to this. You may say, well, I don't want to do that. Okay. But it doesn't have to be just in money. I like money because it's easy to track. It's easy to see. It could be in health. I want to run a marathon. Well, let me explain something to you. You can't run a marathon just going out and going to the gym 2, 3 days a week. That ain't how it works. You run marathons by setting a plan, beginning a training, right? Creating a platform for yourself in which you can train and push yourself and train. It's not 1 week. It's not 1 month. You don't start exercising and 3 months later running a marathon. Unless you're just a freak of nature, right? So you need to make business a marathon. You're going to have bad days. You're going to get heel problems. Your knees are going to hurt. People are going to quit. Customers are not going to like you. But if you're so thin-skinned that you make your decisions based on 30-day, 60-day, 90-day, it's terrible. It's how children make decisions. Children do semesters. Children do school seasons. Adults devise a plan and work it. 7, 10 years. That's how you grow rich. Thinking long term, but acting short term as if time is short. So you're impatiently patient with yourself while being patient with the long term plan. And that's how you do it, man. Simple as that. Change your thinking today. It's the single thing that could help you the most, not only in your investing, but with your family, with those relationships, right? Decisions that you make with your friends. Is this going to grow your friendship? Where do you see your friendship in the next 5 to 10 years? How do you make it stronger? Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't see yourself with this person. This person values goals. There's not an align with yours. And so maybe you need to start now to build that life, to go where you want to go, to have the people around you that you want to have in the next 7 to 10 years. That is up to you. God bless.